You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are about ready to head to their new spring training site in West Palm Beach, Florida. So let's talk about the outfielders as we get ready to watch this whole spring training unfold. Let's talk to Brian McTaggart. Tags, I want to talk about the outfield. It might be actually a pretty interesting configuration, or actually an interesting to see how this all shakes up spring training. What position is actually nailed down? I guess just Josh Reddick in right field, right?
Well, as of right now, I think Reddick plays every day, you know, usually in right. And, of course, Springer's playing every day, plays some center, moving over, you know, to position he played in coming up through the minor leagues. He was a center fielder. And then, you know, the Astros had Dexter Fowler, so they had to put Springer in right, and he did pretty well over there. But, and you know, they also have Nori Aoki in the pitcher. He'll play some left field. Marisnik can play a little bit of everything, and Carlos Beltran's going to get some time in left field as well. So there's your five outfielders right there. I think there's going to be some mixing and matching going on. I mean, Reddick won a Gold Glove in 2012 with Oakland and has played primarily right field. He's seen time in center, but with Springer kind of moving between center and right, I think Reddick splits time between left and right. For example, on days Marisnik starts in center, Springer could start in right and Reddick in left. And on days Nori Aoki plays in left field, Springer could play in center and Reddick in right. And so it's just going to be guys moving around a little bit. And there's versatility. I mean, I think, you know, Springer's a Gold Glove caliber outfielder. You know, Beltran is at the end of his career, used to be a Gold Glove outfielder, but I think he'll do just fine in left over there. And then, of course, you know, Reddick's going to play a high caliber level as well. And then Marisnik, if he played every day, would be a Gold Glover caliber guy as well. He's probably their best defensive outfielder. So it's going to depend on the opposing pitcher and who's hitting and who's not. But, man, A.J. Hinch has a lot of options when it comes to his outfield.
Yeah, I guess options is a good way of putting it. Conundrum might also be a part of that, too. The center field will be interesting. Just with Springer out there, he's obviously a no-holds-barred kind of fielder. He pays very little attention to what might be coming up behind him as he's sprinting to getting to some of these balls. And center field is going to be totally different. I guess what's behind him will be totally different. So it's a shorter center field with the hill now gone. The flagpole that was in the middle of play is now gone, thank goodness. And so smaller dimensions to have to cover. So I guess that could work in Springer's favor.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if there's ever a case where they have Springer in center Marisnik in center, Springer in right, and Reddick in left, I mean, not many balls are going to drop in that outfield. And you're right, you know, in center field at Minute Maid is going to be moved in from 436 to 409. So those balls that are hit on the hill will be home runs. And I think anything that is not hit on the hill, but Springer's going to have a really good chance to run it down. I mean, he's played 19 games in center field in the big leagues. You know, like we said, we saw him do it come up in the minor leagues. He did it in college, so it's a position he's very familiar with and has played at a very high level. And they just have a fantastic defensive outfield right now. Aoki's got some limitations in left, but I think any one of the other four guys they put out there is going to do a nice job. But with Springer and Reddick alternating between center and right and left, it's going to be a pitcher's dream, even in a ballpark now that's smaller.
Yeah, and the overall theme, I think, is like you said, it's going to be a great defensive outfield, but it's going to be a fantastic lineup. And just when you look at every position and just like the lineup that they have compiled, obviously they were going very, very heavy on offense, and these guys fit right in. And that clearly was, I think, on the forefront of their minds before figuring out defensively where all these guys were going to go.
Yeah, well, if you looked at their offseason, I mean, they went into the offseason looking at some left-handed bats, and they identified three guys off the bat, no pun intended, Reddick, Beltran, switch hitter, and then Brian McCann, left-handed bat. And, I mean, they signed all those guys by very early in the offseason. They really haven't done anything significant since, so they were aggressive, and they got the three guys that they identified. And you're right, number one, it was about adding offense, adding left-handed bats. And they also got three guys in McCann, Reddick, and Beltran who they feel very comfortable putting in there defensively as well.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Tags.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.